RX1 Live. You're here with myself, Dave Claxton, and the man himself, Seb Corbet. And we're going to give you the rundown on this week's action in RX1 from an incredible weekend in Gatineau. So, first off, why don't we start with just the pro podiums?
Well, if you don't mind, Dave, I'm going to start with I want to say a little hi to the English community. It's one of the main reasons that we do this today, that we start that we're starting this Claxton with the Nation. I mean, Dave had the great idea to interview me a few times so far, and every time we keep saying how people need to hear a lot more about what's going on at our races. And unfortunately, the English community is not getting as much information as the French community, so I think that episode that we're gonna run every week or so for 15 to 20 minutes will allow the English community to get a bit more information about what's going on at our different events. So thank you, Dave, for doing this for us.
No problem, no problem. I'm excited to do it. And like I said, I mean, we've had a lot of fun at our RX1 for years. So it's nice to finally get it out there for everyone to see and to get a little more experience with it. Again, I remind you, sorry, we're having a little bit of issue with the picture, so bear with me. I'm not sure what's going on with there. I'll keep working on that. But the sound is nice and good.
Ship with the
Oh, and
picture.
now we got an echo.
I'll see what I can do.
Hold on one second.
So you're here. Welcome to RX1 Live. You're here with myself, Dave Claxton, and the man him.
There we go. Fix that.
All right.
Live streaming is a complete different animal. So we'll go. Well, it'll be a work in progress.
That's
All
all
right.
right. We'll get better every week.
We'll get better. All right. So men's podiums. The one thing that I always have found is we're not getting enough shine on the RX1 athletes and the amazing athletes that are there, especially in the pro division. Do you have the podiums, or do you want me to run them down?
Oh, you can run them down. I know them by heart, but you can go ahead.
I can give it a try, but I will guaranteed butcher some of the names, but I will do my best. And actually, this will be a great learning process for me. So, in third place in Men Pro, we have Samuel Barrière.
Yeah, Samuel Barrière, exactement.
In second place, we have Cédric Lapointe.
Yeah, Cédric Lapointe, yeah, which we
And
a guy that finished actually, I believe it's the 2018 or 2019, was ninth in the world in the Open, this guy.
get
So,
out, right?
not a picnic, this guy.
Which just shows you the caliber of athletes you got coming out now. I'll ask you a question about him. And first overall, we have Simon Buteau.
Simon Buteau, a guy that finished second at the final last year, was not qualified for the money prize because he had only run one race in the season. But this year knows the rule and started the season well with a first place at the first event.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then for the women in third place, we have G. Gagnon Dufour.
No, that shouldn't be. Oh yeah, that's right. You got another four. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. That was well said, by the way.
Oh,
That's you're
wow.
right.
I'm
Yep.
practicing. In second place, Dalia Daou.
Yep, that's right.
And in first place, Emily Moreau.
Yeah, Emily Moreau is everybody was kind of talking about her before the season, without really knowing what she would do on an actual race like ours. And she completely destroyed the course, and now like her name is everywhere now in all the teams because I mean we could definitely see her give a good battle to Marjorie Lassalle, Evelyne Lépinay this season. What a performance.
Yeah, no, you said Cédric Lapointe. He was like ninth last year in the Open.
That was Cédric Lapointe. Yeah, Cédric
Cédric
Lapointe.
Lapointe.
It was not last year. It was like either 2000, I believe it was 2019, I believe, or 2020 that he was at the end of the Open. He was ninth in the world, Cédric Lapointe.
That's amazing. I mean, like I said, that just shows the caliber. The caliber is top notch.
It's
And
getting better. It's definitely getting better.
yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing a few more out there. Some of the good ones from the Open. Like I said before, I know we got some ones down south that we are urging to come up and give it a try. Just schedules are so hard. So I want to go back to the race a bit. First thing you want to deal with is going into this weekend. And I mean, when you're holding a host in a race in April, this is always going to be a feature in the weather. So how is it going in getting ready for the weather? And then how did it affect the race overall?
Well, I mean, we used to start end of March, so so we saw snow in the past, you know.
Yeah.
So compared to the snow, it was not too bad, but still, it was for the regular people, like for like the regular people, for the category intermediate to down, It affected as far as being comfortable, but we didn't have to change the course because of the weather. For expert and pro, it changed quite a bit, you know. Because I mean, when you're ready for toes to bar and you get knee to chest, because we changed that because of the rain, it's a different game plan. It's like, and some of them, I mean, you had the Brittany in an interview, and she was saying that she never done knee to chest prior to that one time. So you're learning on the spot for certain people, and a guy like Cédric Lapointe. I mean, I don't remember the last time he probably. Doesn't remember last time he did knee to chest, so couldn't figure out for a few minutes how to actually put them one by one, you know, like to go unbroken with them. So you had to break often. And Simon Buteau and even Samuel Barrière, one of my client, I mean, he told me, he goes, it took me 30 seconds at least to kind of figure out the beat, their proper beat swing to get those knee to chest. So that affected as far as a guy like Cédric Lapointe would have kept his first place. I said probably, because Simon Buteau had a good plan in his head, but could probably have kept his first place with good toes to bar. But the fact that he had to adjust and for knee to chest, I mean, that required some time, you know, that Simon Buteau took definitely advantage of. And for the expert, well, a lot of expert that I know personally from the past and now, toes to bar are big issues for them. I mean, they're able to do them, but it's going to be long. So they had a good rank this week, and because of that tweak in the exercise, but we didn't have a choice. We had some injuries in the past when the bars were damped and everything. So we learned from that, and now we try to avoid any dangerous movement when it rains.
Yeah, I know Bethany and I were both saying, because we ended up having to do the knees to chest, and I'd never done them either. And I was just sitting there like, I'm pretty good at toes to bar. It's something that's actually a bit of a strength of mine. So we went on to that, and then just how high we had to get our knees. I was like, holy smokes, like this is like we're slamming them into our chest. And like we said on a podcast earlier, the judging was spot on for us. Like they were tough, but they were fair. They were spot on. And it was like they were just saying, nope, get them up proper. And it was like, wow, that was. I'm not sure if it was any easier, but it was safer because you didn't need quite the swing. You didn't need that big kip.
Yeah, but I have to say that as far as judging, it's weird because it's the first. It's like playing golf. Like sometimes your first game of your season in golf is amazing, you know, because you're not thinking. It was the same thing for referees. They had a great day. The referees. I mean, from what I know of, like from the past, they had an amazing day. It was a very Albert and another two head judge and the whole group. I was very proud of them and the way they handled the day.
Yeah, like I mean, we're notorious. We watch judgings really closely, and we're notorious for, you know, pointing out when it needs to improve. And this was one of the best judgings we've seen. And like say, I watch it and pay attention. And it was really good. It was really high caliber. Hopefully it keeps up that way. With the weather pertaining to one thing, I have heard a couple of comments about wall walks. Do you think
Yeah,
leaving the
that's
wall walks the way they were was the right move, or what do you think about that?
well. We almost run a democracy at RS1 Nation, meaning
Ha
that we have the ownership, you know, and we have an army of captain that gives us feedbacks, you know, on races and how things are going on in the business and everything. And we've always been very, very open to their comments. And after the race, we had a captain that kind of elevated that question of sorry, by the way, the English community, but I speak more French now. I used to speak a lot of English. I speak more French now, so sorry about my words if they're wrong. But yeah, so what was I saying today? I was talking
Wall
about
walks. Captain's talking about the
wall walks. Yes, so one of the captain talked about that, like that he thought it might have been a bit dangerous to do the wall walks to allow them, and the point was fair. The way it was describing the captain, for me, it's always that. For me and Jan and the rest of the group, if you can explain it to us well and it makes sense to us, we're always going to listen and we'll adapt, you know. And the way that the captains approached it in the group, because we have a group of captain in communication, for us it made sense. So there'll be adjustment if it rains in the future. For wall walks, there'll be an adjustment. It doesn't mean that there won't be wall walks, but it's going to be an adjustment on them. And same thing for the line. The line we had the lines at 14 and 14 at 14 and 24 inches away from the plexiglass. But the let's say the standard, the CrossFit standard, I believe it's 10 and 20. But we are asking for the whole end to pass. But if you look at my whole end, it's a lot more than 4 inches. You
Yeah.
know, we're closer to an 8 to 18 inches as far as crossing the line. So we had a good discussion, me and Yann McDuff, the course director, and it's something w that we will adjust. We don't have an actual decision on it, but it's something that we will adjust.
Yeah. I found, like, from personal experience, they were difficult, right? But I, and by my, by the time I went, the weather wasn't really as much of a factor. So I mean, maybe it played more into it. I didn't find they were that bad. The one thing I did notice, though, is, and I looked back at a video from last year at one of the races where we had wall walks, and I competed in the expert there as well, and it was a little, it was further out for that one. So that you guys trimmed it back this year, I guess.
But you're 100% right, David. Dave, it's a mistake of mine actually, because Jan had planned to put the rubber about 3 to 4 inches away from the plexiglass, so that you're real, like you're closer to what the CrossFit standards are. And so I set them up by the plexiglass, so it was a bit. I'll 100% take the blame on that one. But you know what? People did it, you know. At the end, we didn't get maybe one or two DNF that we got from the wall walks, but other than that, people did it, and pretty proud everyone to do it. But we will adjust.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, like I said, I thought it went well. I didn't think it was that bad, but I can see, I can definitely see some people saying, all right. Team of the day. Who was the team that jumped out for you for that weekend that performed well and came out?
I mean, Squad Team Chaos will be it's there might be swearing on that episode, by the way, guys. Okay,
That's
so.
all cool.
You guys are okay with that? There might be some swing, but they're gonna be the team to beat this year. I mean, they've got high caliber talent in every category. I mean, it's they're an army of 80. I mean, I believe they have six teams, if I'm not mistaken, overall. So Squad Team Chaos 1, 2, 3, all the way down to six, and they've got firepower everywhere. So I mean, we're waiting for them to take that day. They took the day, and not only that, we think that they might have a team, well, for sure have a team in the top five at the end of the year, but they might end up with team one and team two, you know, in the top five at the end of the year. It's possible, you know. And I'll give a good kudos to you, because I mean, you didn't come with an army of 20,
No.
and my God, did you guys do well with an army of what, six, I believe. I think you guys were
I think we had eight. I think we had eight in total.
eight. I mean, you guys classified well, you know, moment like it's amazing the quality of each of the members of your teams. That if you ever get that to a team up to 10 to 15, I mean, you'll definitely be a team to reckon with, you know. And I want to give a little kudos to Team Warrior from Outaouais. It's a team that kind of came out of nowhere, you know, and actually climbed up in our top 10 power ranking after week one. So kudos to them. I mean, I didn't expect them to make that much of a splash.
So, did you see any like I think back when we talked about this many times, but back to the John Cross and Martin battle back then, did you see any great battles on the day that maybe jumped out at you?
Well, it was the first race of the year. I was quite busy with many, many things just to get the season started. But I'm back behind the mic as of the 4th of May. So I'll be able to get to see more of the battles. But I mean, we do talk often about the pros, but I have to talk about that head to head between Cédric Lapointe and Simon Buteau. I mean, it was a rep, you know. I was counting two reps one side, two reps the other side, one rep, one rep. It was crazy battle between the two guys, and an honest and very ethical battle. Actually, I want to give a little thumbs up to Monsieur Buteau, Simon, because he saw Cédric Lapointe starting with toes to bar instead of to chest, but doing 30 of them, not 20 but 30. And Simon said, "I'm not gonna win not doing the same thing as him." So at least he did the first 30 toes to bar just like Cedric, so that at the end, you know, it was a fair fight. You know, they did the same exact exercise. On the second set, they went to knee to chest because we obligated them. But what a battle. And on the woman's side, Emilie Moreau was alone, but the second place, I mean, between Dahlia and Gigi, whoo, that was a rep apart again. But I could trickle down all the way to Benjamin. There was battle like that. I mean, Lauzon with Amel, I think it was 5 second difference to the finish line. There was many, many, very, very good battles like that. I mean, even your friend Bethany. I mean, that wave was the strongest wave of the day. Like the toppest athlete, like as far as concentration of top athlete, that wave of expert woman, I believe it's 35-44, if I'm not mistaken. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And they battled through all the way to the end. So
Well,
that
I know
was.
Bethany comes out in there, and her plan is very simple. It's like make my money on that run and then hold on.
She has to,
Yeah,
because
because
you
the
got
because
Christelle, you got Christelle, you got Emilie Boileau that won't be too far behind. And then Anne-Marie had a slow start. I was expecting a bit better from her in the first race. But I know that woman, I mean, she won't sleep on that. I mean, she'll be ready for the next race.
Yeah, and I was going to say too, because I was going to ask for her about performance of the day. And originally, I was going to suggest Bethany because I thought she had a great performance. But then when I went through the times and I saw what Emily had done in the pro women and just how amazing of a run she had, I couldn't help but think that she had to be like the performance of the day.
Well, she has to, as far as, how can I say, the spread between first and second is over 7 minutes. It's close to 8 minutes. Wonder if we ever seen that in the pro division, like that much of a spread. So it is like to me too. Like it's not a surprise because we're expecting that from her, a good performance. But to beat good girls like she had, like by seven, that by close to 8 minutes. I mean, to me too, it has to be the performance of the day.
And then for me too, I wanted to shout out to somebody who I thought was like the RX1 warrior of the weekend. And she was a new one of our teammates, Shannon Innes, who came out and she had never done a wall walk before in her life. And she got to the wall walks and she battled and battled and battled and battled. I don't know how long she was there. It's a long time. She had scuffed knees, she had scuffed elbows. I think she had straps on her head, but she got through them and she finished and she did not DNF and she was so proud and so happy. And it was a pleasure to have her out with us. So that was
Well,
my
I
kind
want
of
you to
warrior of
give
the
her the
weekend.
Warrior of the Week. We'll make that happen every week, Dave. How's that? The Warrior of the Week.
Awesome. I thought she was fantastic. And I mean, but you see tons of that out there, right? You see people just sometimes just learning on the fly and getting beat down and then having to fight through and figuring out a way. And they do it.
Yeah,
But
but
yeah.
they do it. Look, this little kid, Mr. Turner, his first name, I'm missing his first name, was Mr. Turner. Last year, I mean, had a hard time completely the race, you know, and this year is battling through it like there's no problem with the race, you know, like it's a you hit that first line that first year, Noémie Cardinal, you know, that was another one I wanted to give a little heads up to, a little kudo to. I mean, the girl didn't expect to do a race this year if you go back 6 months ago. I mean, she had no plan on the racing 6 months ago, and she came. Put a pink sweater on, and she couldn't walk the whole 2 kilometers. She couldn't run the whole 2 kilometers, but she walk and run. But she finished the whole thing and finished it with a smile. And there's so many signature like that.
Oh yeah, and I don't know who it was. I don't know his name. I never met him before, but a young kid, first wave, first one to cross the line. I don't know who taught him form, but he was beautiful. Like he had the PVC pipe and it was like gorgeous. Gorgeous thrust is like just perfect, perfect. I was like, wow, I gotta take some lessons from that kid. I'm gonna call him
It
up.
makes you wish we started earlier,
Oh, the mobility those kids have is killer. Anyway, man, like we said, we were gonna put a 20-minute cap on this,
That's it.
and
Yeah,
we're
that's
about
what it is.
there. So everybody, thank you for tuning in. And one more question. Anything you can give some people some heads up for the next race?
Well, listen, you know the video's coming out on Sunday for next week, so I can't spoil anything, but I'll tell you one thing. The site is absolutely gorgeous. You're going to be running literally 3 feet away from Fleuve Saint-Laurent, on Île Saint-Quentin, which is in Trois-Rivières. The actual trail, it's a trail run of 2.4 kilometers. And a good part of the trail is literally by the water. Just absolutely beautiful. And so far, let's cross finger, 15 to 16 degree with sunshine. Well, let's cross finger, it's still far away from now.
Awesome, Seb. We'll catch you next week.
All right, see you next week.
There we go. That's it.
That's gonna be good, man. That's gonna be fucking fun.
The video was screwy, but it is what it is. But the audio is great, and as well, even I can put as well a video, like a good video of what I'm seeing, not what was on the live. So it'll be good. But the audio was great, and I'll put it out probably tomorrow morning. So that people can hear it before they for the weekend when they get the thing. So yeah, I'll get it out quick.
That was fun. That was
Yeah,
real fun.
that's what you had in mind though?
It doesn't need to be more than that, you know, like
Nope, I think it's perfect.
things were said. I mean, all the information that people need from that weekend is there. I mean, it doesn't need to be more than that. It's perfect.
No, and I think like you say,
Absolutely.
it's good to get some shout outs to random people and stuff like that. They like you say, that motivates them.
Yeah. Keep in note power ranking. We talked about that, so we can explain to people what the power ranking is. Because I mean, they did it. Some people saw teams from Quebec and were like, "How the fuck is Quebec there? They weren't there last weekend."
All
It's not a standing, you know. It's a
right.
prediction on the power team. All right.
All right. We'll talk about that next week, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, well, you too, bye.